programme. Now is the time to think more broadly about this without preempting the outcome. We do know from our surveys of you all that actually serving governors are against paying governors as a whole. We know that. Way more than half. I can't remember the exact figure, but it was in the high 60s, I think. But there were lots of comments in last year's survey about that perhaps it's a bit different for chairs. And I wanted to take that mood music and throw it out to you. The other issue, I think, is about standing up and really being willing to lead the debate on what are our schools for. In terms of, and I thought that example, which we've all heard, I think, from Matthew before, about the number of schools that applied for freedoms that they already had. We are often working, aren't we, with school leaders, even if they're good school leaders, who feel constrained by the current system. Is it not down to us to give them the courage to look up and to do, in fact, the sort of things that I was encouraged to hear from Mike Cladinghall in terms of looking at the personal development of young people. And again, it is phenomenally hard. I mean, I'm not going to preempt what Wellcome Trust are going to say to you after lunch, but we know it's phenomenally hard to measure those things we really care about as opposed to count those things that we can measure. But just because it's hard doesn't mean we shouldn't try. And yet there isn't, or hasn't been up till now, a real movement in the education sector to do that. And we, and now I'm very pleased that the working in collaboration with Wellcome Trust, are trying to make a small contribution to that. And what we need is the wider school sector to embrace that. And I certainly found Mike's points encouraging on that front. Obviously, we are in a year, or in fact even a six-month period, coming up to a general election. I am completely and utterly aware of the new lobbying legislation on charities, but we, I'm sure you know, NGA, are very, very careful to work with, I was going to say the three main parties, but the parties we work closely with, the Conservatives, the Labour Party and the Liberal Democrat Party. Perhaps after the general election we may be having to expand that slightly. We published a manifesto in the lead-up to the general election. You have to publish early to try and influence the various parties. Those of you who are astute will notice I've cheated, because we had seven in our published manifesto last May. We've added an eighth because you told us to. When we surveyed you and we said, what have we left out? Large numbers of you said, I think because we were thinking mainly of influencing government, but many of you said, actually, more flexibility from employers, please, from governing duties. So we've added that in as well. Again, when we said to you, are there things you don't like about this? You were all very, very enthusiastic, and I love the fact that wherever I go now, there are people asking from the audience, when are we going to have mandatory induction training? You're not waiting for us to say it, you're saying it before we do, which is absolutely great. The one that people had slightly more issues is the incentives to encourage effective collaboration and federation. I think we were right to put that in there as NGA. I go to a lot of places where I am told by school leaders that actually it's us governing bodies that are the brake on collaboration. Interestingly, when it comes to federation, what actually our piece of research shows that head teachers aren't always so keen on federation either. That's perhaps another story. But as a across the piece, there are some of us that are resistant still to working with other local schools. And if we think of whatever happens at the general election, the idea of the self-improving system, sometimes called the school-led system, I think is here to stay for a while. And I completely echo, well, actually I don't think Mike actually said it, he just inferred likely that, that being on your own maybe wasn't the cleverest model of all. So those of you, and I don't underestimate how hard this is to do, when you are also in some areas competing for pupils. Not in other areas, you're absolutely overwhelmed with pupils, but in some cases there is an element of competition there. And we do get that, but in the interest of pupils across the piece, we mustn't shy away from collaborating, and we would argue in some cases going further and federating. But the main point for putting that up there was saying to you, and I may well have said this a year or so ago, but it's even more important in a general election year. As, let's call it, you know, professionals in the school sector, we are rubbish at lobbying our parliamentarians. I have worked in the third sector for most of my working life. I am used to audiences of people that are banging on their MP's doors, that do not leave them alone. Okay, if we were in the animal welfare sector, we would be writing letters to our MPs every single week. They get masses and masses of communications about animal welfare. How many communications do they get from school governors on schools? Practically none. So I don't, you know, I'm not saying you all have to go out and be little clones for NGA and, you know, so these are the things you want. Pick the thing that you care about in your school, in your locality. Make yourself known to your parliamentary candidates. One of the things I hope you're aware of is that we do act as the secretariat for the All-Party Parliamentary Committee on Education, Governance and Leadership. A bit of a mouthful, but that is to keep everybody happy. That does mean that we hold, under the chairmanship of Neil Carmichael, MP, meetings in the House of Commons every term. We've got one coming up in December. The room is limited. I can't, sadly, invite all NGA members to come to Westminster. I'm also really conscious, by the way, as somebody who's worked in the regions around the country, you know, for North Yorkshire, North Yorkshire, that actually wouldn't be a very good use of everybody's resources getting on a train down to London for an hour and a half's meeting. However, what I would really, really love people to do is to encourage their MPs to attend. Actually, they probably won't. That's how APPGs work, by the way. My last organisation did one on childcare in early years. They don't necessarily tend to come very much themselves. They sometimes send researchers. But it raises the issue. So we will be putting out in the newsletter next week details of December's APPG. Please email your MP saying, did you know about this? This is why school governance is important. You need to care about this. I probably couldn't do a reflection on the whole year without mentioning Trojan Horse. It's obviously something that we have been involved in and thought about and reflected on a lot. What does it tell the governance community?